Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Pursued by the international police and formidable space militia for a murder he didn't commit, Wallace Trap Trapmore finds himself in a desperate race against time. His mission, to clear his name and stop an attack that could wipe out all of humanity. That is the tagline for Selfies, the Manifold series, book one by author Scott A. Young. A book that I am working on right now as a narrator and voice performer as far as making an audiobook. But this book is available now as an ebook. You can also get it in paperback if you go to Amazon.com. It is Selfies, the Manifold series, book one by Scott A. Young. Scott A. Young is my first cousin. His mother and my mother were sisters. He's older than I am slightly, but I grew up pretty much with Scott and his older brother and his older sister coming in to visit Mansfield, Pennsylvania, where I grew up. And he's a talented author. I'm enjoying the story as I'm reading it, and I've been working on it. Hopefully I'll have it done by the end of the month. That's the goal. And Scott will be on my radio show, The Popcast, in a couple of weeks. So I hope you'll check that out. I just wanted to do this commercial because I think you should read it, and I think you should like it. And I think that if you do read it and like it, you can go to Amazon and leave a 5-star review. And then when the audiobook comes out, you can listen to it and leave that a 5-star review. And that'll help me get more audio voice reading jobs. It's early Monday morning. I'm having a cup of coffee. Ready? That's my Harlan Williams impersonation. I think I nail it. Check out Selfies, the Manifold series, book one. It's a pretty cool story if you're into science fiction, and I do believe it's going to be a trilogy. But if I'm wrong, Scott, please forgive me.
I'm gonna tell my tale, come on, come on. I'm gonna tell my tale, come on. Hey everybody, welcome to Trambles. My name is Tim. I am also a guy who does a radio show on, I'm a co-host on, I'm a second mic on a third, I don't know. I'm on a radio show Monday through Friday called the Von Hessler Doctrine from 3 p.m. to 7 p.m. on 95.5 FM and 750 AM WSB radio in Atlanta. You can also listen to it streaming on the WSB radio app, and that is worldwide unless it's blocked in your country. Yes, and, every day there's a podcast. And every Saturday I record, prior to Saturday, I record a show called The Popcast, which is pop culture, music, entertainment, comedians, and that airs from 7 to 8 p.m. And it also becomes a podcast every Monday afternoon that you can get on the WSB radio app, WSBradio.com, or any of your favorite podcatchers. I think I got everything. Listen, there's a dog sawing logs behind me. There's nothing I can do about it, because if I don't let her in here to saw logs, then she'll be out in the other room barking, and that'll annoy me far more. So you get to enjoy Izzy sawing logs. Right, Izzy? Where are you over here? Come on. Stop snoring. Okay, she'll stop snoring for about 2 seconds. And then she'll start snoring again, because that's what she does. Now she's staring at me with her one eye. Izzy only has one eye, says Gilbert. Hope everybody had a great weekend. I had a great weekend. Very relaxing. A lot of play. Outside, soccer, baseball, cars, pretending to cut the grass, taking care of the neighbor's cat and dog. The neighbors, primarily, they have a dog and a cat. They have a great big dog, cat. And the cat is amazing. Just likes to eat and cuddle. And then they have, a golden retriever.
Oh, shit, man.
I am tired. I got a lot of sleep. But anyway, they have a golden retriever who's as sweet as can be. So I enjoy taking care of their dog. But we have a visitor at our house that started a couple weeks ago. I think I talked about it. These two cats, an adult cat and a kitten, came into the driveway, and our son got all excited about it because, you know,
Who wouldn't if you're a kid and there's a kitty coming? And the cat, the little one just sort of stuck around. It's like if it was really weird. Like the older cat brought a date and then just ghosted and left the date here, and the date never left my place. That might have happened in college with a couple of different gals. Not mine, but other people when I had roommates. But that's beside the point. So this cat has stuck around, got in the house once. Caitlin got rid of it, threw it outside. Not threw it, but, you know, brought it outside. This little cat eats critters. It eats bugs, chases bugs. I've seen it render a chipmunk. Sorry, Alvin, Theodore, and Simon. You guys are, you're toast. You're done. Alvin, Simon, and Theodore, you're done. The cat got you. But this little thing's adorable. I found out it's a female, so I'm in a hurry to find a place where I can get real, shut up, Izzy, to get real cheap cat care. Because I listen, there is a place in DeKalb County where I have to go buy a raccoon trap or something like that, a small animal trap, and then take it over to this Lifeline, and then they'll do the neutering and give it all of its shots and stuff. I really don't want it on me because it probably has fleas, and I hate fleas. I have a flea allergy, so for some reason, anytime I've had a pet where they have fleas, they just eat the hell out of me. But I do like the cat, and the cat has a cute name that our son came up with. The cat's name is Dr. McMuffin, and I don't know where he pulled that. He was probably thinking of Doc McStuffin, that kid show that's on YouTube. But he just calls it Dr. McMuffin. I think the morning that he came up with that name earlier, I went and got an Egg McMuffin, and then he had breakfast from McDonald's. That's a treat every once in a while because he likes the hash browns. A little fussy guy. He won't eat anything. When he was when he first started eating and when he first started to be able to eat solid foods, he ate everything. And his mother would, you know, break it up and put it on the tray of the high chair, and he would just eat anything. Now he will eat macaroni and cheese and cheese nuggets and chicken nuggets and hot dogs, which sounds a lot like every kid, right? Every parent, they have all these nuggets, and they go through this phase where they won't eat anything. He won't eat chocolate. He doesn't like chocolate. He doesn't like blueberries. He'll eat strawberries, not so enamored with oranges. But my grandma used to tell me that when I was a little kid, and I would stay at their house, the only thing I would eat, and they had to have this for dinner every night, was potatoes that they grew in their garden, beans, which they grew in their garden, and canned. So fresh potatoes, boiled, and then canned green beans, which I loved, and a hot dog that she would cook in the toaster oven, or she would somehow roast it or something. They always tasted good. They were Oscar Mayer hot dogs. But that was pretty much my dinner every night I was in Millerton, Pennsylvania, where my grandma and grandpa lived. Now, fast forward a couple years later, after my mom and dad got divorced and my dad married my stepmom, I think in 1977, every Saturday, they kind of had a planned meal. They had a meal plan, and it always ended up being chicken on Saturdays. Chicken. It was always chicken. It was funny because that became kind of a joke. My granddad would go, "Would you ever do? Hey, Timothy, you're going to have chicken? Did you have chicken last night, Timothy?" "Yes, Grandpa, I had chicken." And every once in a while, Dad would cook something out on the grill. They had a pool. They had a cool trailer, like a double-wide trailer, in a town called Caton, New York, a very small town. And attached to the trailer, they had an above-ground pool, but there was a patio built out to it, and it was surrounded by wood and paneling, so it looked like it was built onto the house. And they also had a barn, a small barn, where my stepmother's horse was. The horse was an Appaloosa named Sundance. And there were all sorts of barn cats and stuff around there. So that's kind of how I got used to cats. There was one sick one there, I remember, that died under the trailer. And then, of course, you know what happens. Stink. You have to crawl under the trailer and get that carcass out. I guess you just throw it somewhere. I don't know how I got here because, hey, really, really kicking into trambles, right? Rambling, trambling, blambling, blah, 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 blah. But anyway, I do like the cat. And having the cat around, what I don't want to happen is the same thing that happened with CeCe 2 years ago. We had a cat named Cece. God, it might even have been a year. I don't know. It's been over a year. Year and a half, maybe. This little calico sweetheart that followed us everywhere, followed me everywhere, and would get up on the roof. And we entertained the idea of keeping her, but she got pregnant. And, of course, we had all the kittens down in the basement. We were able to find suitable homes for all of them. We were going to keep one. We were going to keep her and keep one of the kittens because Gilbert liked the kittens. But the kitten peed all over the place, and I said, nope, I'm not dealing with that. I'm not cleaning a litter box every day. And I took the calico and the little orange kitten to Lifeline, where they were both adopted, because it's a no-kill shelter. I don't feel so bad. But anyway, Dr. McMuffin, I think I want to keep, get treated and everything, and hopefully she will live a healthy, pregnant-free life and kill all the critters and everything. But anyway, I'm thinking about prank calls and stuff that I used to make. And so I thought I would drop in a call I made. This was during Snowpocalypse 2014. And we were all sequestered, I believe, at a hotel. Or I might have been home. I don't remember. There were two snow incidents. One, we tried to do the show via remote in 2014, and that did not work. It did not work. And we didn't have the technology at Rock 100.5. And this was regular guy's show without Eric. This is shortly after Eric had been let go by
the guy that talks like this. Tim put his hand up. You know, one of those programmer guys. That, well, blah, blah, blah. Get a
Real corporate ass kiss. I guess these days you kind of have to be. But again, this is 10 years ago, believe it or not. Anyway, this guy.
Well, y'all got to come in, and if it's going to snow, you got to stay at a hotel room and pay it for yourself and then get reimbursed.
I never did that. I always bitched until somebody else paid for it, and then they got reimbursed. Why should I come out of pocket? You don't pay me enough anyway. You cut my salary. Your stock is worth $1.50 and tanking. But anyway, I used to call those blog talk radio shows and harass them. Something I started... I don't know. I've been always making prank phone calls to radio stations and stuff going back to when I was a kid. I wish I still had them. There were a lot of calls I made when I had, before my voice changed, and those are funny. I used to have a tape of prank phone calls that I made. I would skip school and do prank phone calls all day, call college kids because we knew all the numbers. Be nice to have those, but I do have this one. And so here I am calling the Cat Doctor show. They had a fun theme. I don't know what happened to that. And that would be the on-air segment, which I don't have. But here's the call I made to the Cat Show as Mumbly Jim, a character I had who just mumbled.
Hello?
Hi, Jim, you're on the air.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Okay, good.
I just had a quick question about my cat. My company had to put me up in a hotel here, and I had to leave my cat home. I have a bunch of fleece blankets on top of my bed, and I kind of made a cave where he could go in there if he wanted to.
Good.
I measured out like 3 days worth of food into one bowl, and I'm just worried, you know.
You're talking about dry food, right? Okay. Your biggest problem is going to be that he might eat it all within the first day or so, 2 days.
Well, I have to say, is he going to sick or something and like throw up, or is he going to die?
I think that he'll be fine. But as soon as you possibly can safely get there, even if you're not going back to live yet.
Yeah, I'm thinking about going to my home pretty
much. Yeah, if you can get...
As far as water going, I find out the toilet open.
Right, good idea. If you find that you can get there tomorrow, I would go back and make sure there's still dry food left. And,
yeah, I don't have some fish, but I mean, I get hungry and eat all my fish.
Yeah. Well, good luck to you down there. I know you guys aren't used to snow, I guess, right?
No, getting out twice this year.
Right.
To make sure you bring your cats inside and you don't want to leave them out there and get cold.
That's right. Thank you for repeating that.
Don't get mice out of the eye.
Good advice.
Good.
So, good luck to you.
I hope
you get back home soon.
And if you find out, leave the cats inside. Just do it, is all I got to tell you. You can't do that,
Yes.
You guys are doing a good thing, and it's really good what you guys are doing. and talking about it, you know.
Well, thank you for Thank you for calling. Good luck to you and your cat.
Please
feel free to write to us at the website and let us know how he's doing, okay?
www.com. I'll do that.
Okay.
Have a good night, Jim. Just get over there as soon as you can to check on his supply of dry food.
Wasn't that funny? I still think it's funny. Toward the end, it gets a little ridiculous. I didn't watch any old movies this week, so I'm kind of slacking on the Tarantino thing. Okay, it's a movie, right? About a girl, and she's got she's going to a high school, okay? And then she decides that she needs to make a little bit of money, so she goes out on the streets and she's selling it, right? And then there's a serial killer, okay? That's not so good. But I haven't watched anything new, I'm feeling kind of bad about it because you know, Radio Labyrinth, ostensibly. We talk about new shows, and at the end of every show, we give our staff picks, and Jeff chooses snooze or views, and I always pick one or two things to want to views, but I just haven't yet. One thing I haven't got around to watching, and I'm not going to get around to watching, is the Star Wars series Acolyte on Disney. The Acolyte, whatever the hell. It really does not interest me at all. Not one bit. Nothing Star Wars related interests me anymore. Nothing new. If they were to somehow make a movie similar to the original trilogy in any kind of way, I would watch it probably. But I don't know. I'm just burnt out on it. The last thing I watched was Obi-Wan, and I thought Obi-Wan was terrible. I thought it really wasn't about Obi-Wan anyway. It was about girl boss Leia. Princess Leia, you know, Obi-Wan is supposed to be watching Luke, and Luke, of course, being raised by his aunt and uncle, drinking the blue milk on Tatooine, and Obi-Wan is watching him, keeping an eye on him while he's carving up every day at work a gigantic sandfish. Stupid. The whole thing was stupid, and the fight with Darth Vader, Anakin, whatever, was stupid. That's both times that Obi-Wan faced Anakin, a.k.a. Darth Vader, you know, the end of Revenge of the Sith, and then this Obi-Wan show. He could have killed him, and he didn't. He let his best friend lie dying on the banks of a lava river when he could have easily just gone and put him out of his misery. And then in this stupid Obi-Wan show, he had a fight with him and could have killed him more than once and did not. You know, you can't kill him. Because that would just completely retcon negate the entire 6 through 8, 6, 7, and 8. A New Hope. Or was that 4? No, that's 4, 5, 6, sorry. 4, 5, 6. Actually, just Star Wars, Empire Strikes Back, and Return of the Jedi. Those three are canon. Those are classic. Those are the best. And I will also throw in the Star Wars Holiday Special, because I think that's entertainingly fun, even though it stinks. So anyway, a lot of people are talking about this show, The Acolyte, online. As usual, it's one of those Disney shows where all the heroes are, they have the overrepresentation of diversity and, you know, the inclusion and, you know, all the stars and heroes, save one, are women and Jedi this and Jedi that. Don't find it to be that particularly interesting. And I will insert this caveat. I think that the Star Wars prequels, while closer in content to the to 4, 5, and 6, are pretty bad. Really pretty bad. You know, that Anakin Padme love story, pretty dumb. The first movie is just a lot of bureaucratic nonsense, although you remove Jake Lloyd's ridiculousness from it, and it's not his fault. It's none of these actors are incapable of delivering the lines that they had or incapable of acting. It's just George Lucas, his vanity project there was pretty boring. The writing was bad and his directing was bad, and he should have just let other people do it. He could have been a producer and still made the same amount of money from all the toys and all that jazz. But the Phantom Menace, Clone Wars, and Revenge of the Sith, those are okay. Once you get out of that realm, I hate the three sequels. I think they're stupid. The first one's okay because it has everybody in it from the first movie. But Luke's a dick. Leia is anyway, I don't want to get into it. But I will just say this, that the reason I'm not watching The Acolyte has nothing to do with the characters or the writing or the story. I'm just not interested. And the other thing I'm not interested in is arguing about the social nonsense. Because there's a whole group of people out there. Here's what happens. Disney puts out their latest steaming pile of Star Wars nostalgia berries, or what were they called? Member berries, even though these aren't member berries. They're planting the seeds of a new member berry tree, but it's going to die because in 10 years, no one will remember any of this shit. But people will still be watching Star Wars. Anyhow, then on the other side of that, Disney puts this out, and then immediately you have the takedown guys on YouTube who say, oh, look, diversity, the girl boss and this girl and the guys and the girls and the men and the blah, blah. It just gets so boring. It's so boring. You know, you can watch something, and if it has all that diverse stuff in the cast, but it's good, then it's good, you know, whether it's Star Wars or whether it isn't. But I just can't stand watching something that I don't give a shit about. So here's me saying that I don't care about it. I know it's supposed to be really good. People who've watched it say it's really good, and Jeff likes it. I think Dustin and Steph both like it. Maybe not Steph. I don't have Disney anyway. So long and short of it is if 5 or so years my son starts getting into Star Wars, well, then I'll watch all these things. But if he doesn't, then I won't. And because I haven't really watched anything, I have... this is stupid. I really don't know how to get into it. That dog just keeps distracting me with her snoring. Because I haven't watched anything new, and because of my tendency to just go back and watch things I've already watched. Now, I do watch a lot of stuff on YouTube. I watch all these podcasts, and I watch other things, and documentaries, and shit like that. It's just way more entertaining and mobile than the television. But I do have to watch some things. But anyway, I wrote lyrics and had AI create a new theme song for me. And I think it's pretty fun. And this will be in the regular Radio Labyrinth episode that comes out on Saturday. And then I'm going to encourage everyone else on the show to create their own theme song. And after everyone's has aired, maybe we'll do a poll or something. I don't know. Anyway, I'm just trying to have fun here. God, get off my back. Here's the song.
I could bowl with that indica strain. Got my remote so I can be entertained. What to watch? Something I have already seen. Maybe Aqua Teen, The Sopranos once again. Venture Bros, Mike Tyson mystery. JRE, Y-Files documentary. There's so many different ways to waste your latter days. Scrolling TikTok and 4chan, that's what's in my plan. Hop on Reddit and scroll some porn, then make a big bowl full of popcorn. Chain smoke a pack of Marlboro Lights. Watch YouTube clips on your phone all night. Oh, I'll watch something new. Yeah, but not till I'm through the show with Gabagoo. There's so many different ways to waste your latter days. Scrolling Insta threads and X is way better than having sex. Oh, my vape is nearby. Tomorrow I'll try. I can't tell you why. I promise no lie. I'll watch something new. Interior decorator, his place looked like shit.
Let's see. Over the weekend, some friends of mine up in New York, we have a text thread, and one of them went to Florida for the weekend, and I made a bunch of AI songs for them just to make them laugh. Going back in history and writing songs about embarrassing things from college. That was fun. I'm not going to share those. Those are private. Tomorrow, which is Tuesday. Today is the 10th that I'm recording this, but on the 11th, tomorrow the 11th, I have to go in early because an old friend of the Regular Guys show and, you know, two of the old Regular Guys still working together on the Von Hessler Doctrine. One of the main Regular Guys, Eric Von Hessler, the hanger-on from the latter days, me. But Bert Kreischer is going to be at WSB tomorrow at the studio. He'll be doing a segment, I think, with Axel on the river, and then he's going to do a segment with us that we're going to tape and then play in the afternoon. Tape. We're going to record it and then play it in the afternoon. And my goal is to get at least 60 seconds with Bert doing a selfie video to drop into Radio Labyrinth because we talk about him so much. And all these podcasts talk about him. And I've been trying, texting, emailing, getting a publicist to reach out to him. And he's always saying no. He's not, but his publicists are. So I'll have a chance. I'm a little bit not at all nervous. I was going to say I'm a little bit nervous. I'm not at all nervous because we had so much fun with him when he would come on the studio. Bert was the best. I will say this. Bert Kreischer was the best comedian guest we ever had on the Regular Guys. Now, there were guys that I thought were funnier doing stand-up. And there were guys who were always really good at engaging. Colin Quinn comes to mind. Richard Lewis was always great. Bobcat was good. Gilbert, the couple times he was on, really, really funny, Gilbert Gottfried. But Bert just took over the room. He became part of the show. So there's a clip I want to play, if I can find it, of the time that I made him laugh. And that the reason I like him so much is I made him laugh. I made Colin crack up one time, too, and that made me laugh. I don't know where that one is, but I'm going to see if I can find this one because it just cracked him up. Cadillac Kimberly was the guest that was on at the same time he was there. And we were talking about, he was trying to get her to talk about stuff that is exclusive to white people. And so I would get in her ear and say things. And this was as we were going to a break. Let me see if I can find it. No, I can't find it. I tried. I looked and looked and looked. I can't find it. What am I going to do? I can't find it. All right, I'll have to keep looking for it. I don't know. I have stacks of CDs. Who knows if it's there? But it was fun. All right. Well, that'll about do it for this week's episode of Trambles. If you would like to have me discuss anything that you like to hear about, well, you know, you can always do that. You can always just say, hey, Tim, why don't you talk about this? And I'll say yes or no. And I will sprinkle in more old bits from time to time as I get going, you know. All right. We're going to go now. I'll talk at you later. This is the outro. Let me make sure I talked about everything I wanted to talk about. I do a little prep to this show. I do a little prep for the show. I don't do an awful lot. Hey, if you want to get a cameo for your father for Father's Day, or your grandfather, or your uncle, or your son who has kids, or your daughter who became your son who has kids, go to cameo.com and look for me, Tim Andrews. I'll even try to do Jerry Seinfeld as best as I can. Other people. There are other people I do besides Trump. All right, we'll talk to you next week. Thanks.